Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, OG.
Yeah.
Who's pitching game one of the ALCS for the Stros?
I believe that would be Zach Greinke.
Okay. So there is going to be a game one of the ALCS for the Stros.
Oh, I think the Astros have a real good chance of winning.
What does that mean?
I think it means what I just said.
You think they're going to win or not?
I think they're going to win. I think they have a real good chance, too.
I think they're going to roll.
You know the Astros are going to win.
Yeah.
You know it.
This one, yes. Now, my confidence level, John, what were we, 6 days ago? We were downtown?
Mm-hmm.
My confidence level in winning a World Series has gone down. Because I think this, you know, a lot of times.
Well, sometimes it's a wake-up call, though, if you can get by this.
It could be a wake-up call, yeah. But. Your rotation is not set up ideally against the Yankees. And quite honestly, I didn't know that the Astros only had a two-man rotation. I don't trust Greinke in the playoffs, and Wade Miley is gone. I don't know what you do the next time you're in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that A.J. Hinch felt the need to do this.
Well, he's going with his best players.
Is Urquidy going to get a start in the ALCS?
No.
Are you positive?
Yeah, I'm positive.
That's your final answer.
Urquidy's not in the.
So they're going three-man rotation from here on out.
Absolutely. I would. I think it's a smart play. 100%.
Are you 100% positive that Greinke's better than Urquidy right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think in the postseason, maybe that gap gets a little closer. But I think he is, yes.
That's your final answer.
See, and you're the one that says this is a lock, blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm talking about the ALCS. This is a lock. Gerrit Cole's not going to lose tomorrow.
Gerrit Cole should not lose tomorrow.
No, he's not.
He shouldn't.
And I'll tell you what, if he does.
I love this game.
This could be the beginning of the end for the Stros, mm-hmm. You know, in the team that we thought was a dynasty, because I don't think I trust Zach Greinke as my number two in a high-pressure situation. Yeah, but you got him for 3 years regardless.
No, I'm just saying that's a factor too.
But when they made this trade, I said it, you said it, and I just don't know. We weren't as familiar with – we knew mm-hmm. that Zach Greinke had his issues and his anxiety and all that kind of stuff. But we figured you made this Greinke trade, and if Gerrit Cole leaves, you got a guy who's in the same level, at least in the regular season, that can come in there and fill in for him. And I don't feel like that's the case. I think the urgency, based on what you've seen from Zach Greinke, I think it might increase the importance of re-signing Gerrit Cole.
Oh, I think it's absolutely going to be the case. Yes, I agree with that.
And I don't know if that urgency was necessarily there.
I think
if the Astros rolled, then I think it would have been easier to let Cole go and then try to make some tweaks. But I think the fact that things have looked the way they have, it makes it all that more important for Jim Crane to write the check. But I don't know if he will.
I like the Astros' chances tomorrow night. I don't love them only because it's one game. They've got a pretty damn good pitcher on the mound in Glasnow. They have overall, not starting, but overall better pitching than the Astros in this series. I think we saw that on display the last 2 days. And they have Charlie Morton in their back pocket. And we know how he is in elimination.
If he goes on them, I'm telling you what, man.
He's undefeated in an elimination game.
It's going to make me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
If I have to watch the Astros in a close game tomorrow, and I have to watch Charlie Morton come out there on the mound.
You will. He's going to play.
It's going to disgust me.
I would bet more on Charlie Morton pitching tomorrow than the Astros winning this series. I think those odds are higher. Again, I'm picking the Astros. I think the Astros will win.
No, you don't.
But I think the odds are.
Just say you don't.
No, I absolutely do. I never lie on this show. I absolutely think the Astros will win. Thank you, Figgy. All I'm saying is I'm anxious, man. I'm nervous because it's one game.
I'm not nervous for this one.
Anything could happen.
I'm not nervous for this. I'm nervous for the
Yankees. But I think the odds are greater that Charlie Morton pitches than the Astros winning. I think they're both very good odds, but the higher odds are Charlie Morton pitching.
Do you get superstitious during big games like this?
I'm not really. Some things I sometimes occasionally I do, and it must be just old habits from, you know, when you're a kid or whatever. But not really. Not really very much.
I used to be. I used to go through like 10 packs of gum.
Yeah, more so when I was a kid.
I would like, if the piece of gum was bad and something bad happened, I would throw the gum away.
Yeah.
Just go through like 10 packs of gum. You see me rub my hands, calling people bad luck. Nick Turturro of the Yankees.
The
super
one and
fan,
only Nick Turturro.
Crazy ass. Nick Turturro was on the Rich Eisen show, and he's been calling out the Astros all season long. He's been waiting for this ALCS matchup that I feel we're going to see. The OG kind of feels we're going to see. He's very superstitious, and this is just a view of how superstitious Nick Turturro is, and I think a lot of fans here in H-Town can even relate to this.
Oh, yeah, I literally believe that. Like, somebody can walk in the room, and I'll go, like, who's this guy? He might turn the whole
the
game.
Cooler.
It does. You got to be careful. And like, one time my brother-in-law was sitting in a chair against the Red Sox, and the guy hit a bomb, and then he came the next night, and I said, you sat there last night? And he goes, yeah. I go, no, just sit over here. He goes, I can't sit here. I said, sit over there. You were there last night. You screwed everything up. You know what I mean? I mean, I throw my hat sometimes when I get mad. That might turn it. And I go, all right, leave the hat. Drop the baseball. Leave the baseball. I'm don't fool around right now with the mojo. But I feel like I could turn things sometimes. I just feel like if I'm there, like even with the Astros, I feel like if I go to H-Town, I could beat those Cowboys right in that stadium.
That is pretty intense. Somebody walks into the room, who the bleep is this guy?
I really don't think it's as rare as you think.
Oh, no, no. I know it's not. I mean, I know a lot of people, a lot of family members, friends that, you know, they have to stand a certain way, wear a certain shirt. They change their mojo by switching seats or moving their food or their drink or whatever it is. You know, heck, you were doing it in Vegas during the Longhorns game. Are we talking about that? Are we going to talk about that? Figgy. Damn right I am. We had the most awesome setup you could possibly have at the sports book in Las Vegas, the Bellagio, thanks to our guy from Deadly Dudley Lures. Shout out to Deadly Dudley Lures. Those are my favorite. So he hooked us up. We had couches, personal waiters and waitresses, food, drink, our own TVs, smack dab in the middle, basically in the middle of all the big TVs in the sports book, our own private guy that we went up to make bets with. So the Longhorns struggle early in their game. This bozo gets up, walks to the bar, and starts watching the game from over there. And the Longhorns, I think, scored or went ahead or something. So he stayed there. Once LSU came back up, walks back to the couch and sits there. I mean, we had the biggest setup. He's over there paying for drinks. You know, and we had our tab going at the thing, and he's over there paying for drinks by himself because of the mojo.
They started rallying. And then y'all called me over, and they gave up a 3rd and 17.
Yep.
So, yeah, I did do it.
What happened, though, in that game?
They lost because I sat down.
No, you went back over there after that 3rd and 17.
No, I sat down on the 3rd
no,
and 17.
No, you went back a couple times.
That was when the mojo, that was when stuff started happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it happened because you switched seats.
Yes.
That's why the Longhorns lost.
People can relate to this, John. I'm telling you, man. Yes, that's what happened.
Because Landry Locker in Las Vegas switched seats, the Longhorns lost to LSU.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. They would have, I mean, they would have lost anyways because they couldn't stop. But it was like the scene wasn't right. Mm-hmm. If I would have stayed in that same seat, they would have lost by a lot more.
Oh, really?
They would have lost. They wouldn't have lost by the touchdown. They probably would have lost by like 20 if I had not moved. I think that's the mindset that I have.
Yeah.
The hell?
Wow. Wow. How about this?
Uh-oh.
Sammy Watkins, Kansas City Chiefs receiver, did not practice today with the Chiefs.
Well, he went into last week's game with a shoulder, left with a hamstring. He's been hobbled a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he is going to play, but I know they got some good backups if they need to replace him.
Tyreek Hill did practice today. Along with DeMarcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman, and Byron Pringle. Pringle looked pretty good the other day. He made a couple plays. So no Watkins anyway practicing. And Wednesday, as most NFL players will tell you, is the most important day of the week, because that's when they do the most – Wednesday and Thursday, when they do the most full pads, full contact, et cetera, preparation for the game. So with that said, Sammy Watkins not participating.
Damn shame. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see if he's out there. Tyreek Hill, if he's out there, that's the real thing to be scared of. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker here on Sports Radio 610. Speaking of that game on Sunday, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson expected to go. And because of that, it is an ego game for Bill O'Brien. I'll tell you why Bill O'Brien should have his chest out a little bit more on Sunday than he does in other games. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.